Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Yeah. Everyone all set, cocked, locked. Here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. Jason, thank you for engineering at the epicenter of free speech, Genesis Communications Network. Greg Lesher's with us. And Greg, I just wanted to mention something. It's just I figured it out. I figured out what's wrong. And here is a perfect example of what's wrong with America. We're fat. We're lazy. And if you look at these internet sites that sell things, like Craigslist, for example, and others, and this is not to beat up Craigslist at all. This is to say that there now is a rash of old junky tractors. All rusted, left outside, flat tires for sale. Table saws for sale. Drill presses for sale. Radial arm saws for sale. Freezers with trash in them. Rusted on the bottom. Rusted on the inside. Cars and trucks for sale with trash in them. You know, bottles, wrappers, you know, fast food wrappers, bags. All, you know, just thrown on the floor, on the dash, in the back seat. I can't imagine my grandparents or my parents ever selling something without shining it and cleaning it and making it look better than when we used it. Now, I'm not saying that our cars and equipment were trashed. I'm saying that it would look even better when my parents sold it, if they sold it. And they were not in the business of selling things, and neither were my grandparents. But they would be embarrassed. They'd be embarrassed to have anybody see something like that, thinking that that was ours. It's unbelievable how far we have fallen. And what is this? This is just a symptom. This is just an indicator of how fat, how late and fat. I'm using that in quotes. I don't mean literally fat. I mean just sloppy. Sloppy, lazy, indifferent, careless, reckless. It's amazing. And these are the people who, I don't know, maybe they have jobs, and maybe they go to work, and maybe they actually are in between you and the end result, like maybe making your appointments, maybe loading your vehicle at the big box store, maybe behind the apron and on the sales floor, maybe they're working in a restaurant. I don't know what they're doing, but heck, it is just an indication of how far and how fast we are falling. Greg, your comments, are you seeing this too, or is it just me?
Well, here's my comments. Welcome to digital dumpster diving. Digital dumpster diving. That's what it's become. And I know exactly what you're talking about. I just finished watching a 45-minute video on BitChute, and wow, I suggest the class when USA Prepares finish, boot up your computer or whatever the phone you've got, and go to BitChute and do a search for the Crow House or a New World Rising, and watch this short little video. Let's dive right into this. Do you know what Klaus Schwab, Bill Gates, Mark Zuckerberg, I've got another name for him, but I don't want to say it on the over the air here. It's because it's kind of crude. stuck a, you know, whatever, what you, you know, you can figure that one out yourself. Mark Sucka. Anyway, let's see. We've got Trudeau in Canada, Zelensky, and McCarthy. What do they all have in common? How about the young global leaders? Oh, and we can't leave out Newsom because he's part of that. The young global leaders, the New World Economic Forum. The World Economic Forum. That's what they all have in common. People are waking up. And I hope, you know, this voting hasn't happened like this in the White House since the 1800s. People are starting to wake up. I'm blown away by the information that was in that little video that was put out about what's happening in Australia with digital technology merging with computers. They're actually growing, taking your stem cells and growing brain cells in a computer chip. And they find that it is the fastest method of transferring information. They've got people who are hooked up to the computer with their brains now. And this has to do with Neuralink. And by the way, the one thing I didn't mention about Neuralink is that the monkeys that all participated in the experiment all died after they removed them from the Neuralink. They just died. And it all has to do with the metaverse, where you will own nothing and be happy. They've been planning this for years. This is satanic. Merging with machines, with computers. This is a satanic move on the destruction of us, and we're just carrying around these cell phones. And the news just topped that off when they were talking about Android users will be able to send and receive text messages out of range of cell towers. It's moving to satellite. Is that surprising? What did they say about this murderer? They tracked him using his phone. That's how they caught him. We are the most heavily surveilled. This would make George Orwell blush. To see our society today being cracked via cell phones. Your thoughts on this, Vincent?
Back in 1980, April 1st, 1980 to be exact, actually about a month before that, Bert and I were just sitting around in California in the conference room of our corporation where we're manufacturing satellite communications receivers. And we're a bunch of young guys, and maybe we had 15 minutes too much time. And so our minds ran wild, and we decided to write a press release in 1980. For immediate release, April 1, which is April Fool's Day, 1980. I've mentioned this on the air. And we claimed that our company, and we used our company name, our corporate name, we created this thing. And we talked all around it, but never really said what it was. And it was this Neuralink. And it said that you could connect your satellite receiver, which we were manufacturing, to watch movies and images from the satellite, you know, video and audio. You could connect this through a connector that we developed, allegedly. And it was all fiction. So that you could route these signals that came from the satellite receiver to your mind, and you could be a character in a movie. You could be Rambo if you wanted. But you had to be tested because for stress tested. Because if you were a weakling, if you were like the GDP today, and you wanted to be Rambo, you'd die in your lazy boy. You would just die because you couldn't handle the stress. Okay? But we said we unveiled this at the sanitary facility of the Walter Reed Army Hospital. We talked about the manuals and the surgeons and the tests, and we talked all around it. And it was pure fiction. We sent it to the New York Times, the Wall Street Journal, Popular Science, Popular Mechanics, Ebony Magazine. We sent it all over. And these were the days before the Internet, right? Or before the Internet was available to us. And it got picked up. It got published. It was pure fiction. But it was a joke. It said for immediate release April 1st. People believed it. And they wanted to buy stock in our company, which was a huge problem for me because I was the chief financial officer. And I had to say, absolutely not. I said to Bert, this is nuts. People, these stupid people want to buy stock in something that this is pure fiction. We'll go to jail. So, of course, we didn't accept any offers to buy into our corporation. But it was just a joke that got legs and it took off. It got 10 years later, it got republished. And it was republished in a Silicon Valley publication that said, here's some great, great claims that failed to materialize. We took second place in great claims that failed to materialize. Apple's Newton. Apple took first place. We, Bert and I, took second place. No kidding. The bottom line is, this is crazy. This Neuralink killing the monkeys. Why is this necessary? Why are we even experimenting? Elon Musk is the most dangerous person on the planet, period. That's my opinion.
And they know that electric cars are not going to work. They've known this for years. It's all to get you into the 15-minute city. That's what it is.
Let's talk about the 15-minute city, for example. So this is where nothing is out of reach within 15 minutes. You got it all.
Walking, on foot,
Right, right.
Yeah.
And here's where this, right now there's a claim that there's six, S-I-X-G, wireless technology that could use humans as a power source. So it's like mixing humans with the visible light spectrum. And the human, heck, we've got wasted energy, so let's use it to power all these cool things that we don't need, like robotic vacuum cleaners, like Echo. By the way, Echo and Alexa, Amazon is having a massive layoff. And so part of the carnage of this massive 18,000-person layoff is these devices that nobody needs, like Echo and Alexa. So if you're all too lazy, well, that wouldn't be our class, but you know, if you know someone's too lazy to turn the lights on and off and set the thermostat and lock the door and those kinds of things, and figure out what kind of music they want to play by turning their stereo on or off, if you know people are too lazy, they probably ought to get that Alexa and that Echo real soon before that entire division is dumped in the dumpster of history. None of that is necessary. Absolutely none of it. So here we have the 15-minute city. It's all going to be within a 15-minute walk, and you can stay there and be happy and own nothing and be trapped. That's exact opposite. That's exact opposite of what USA Prepares instructors have been teaching. And most of us live the opposite way. Greg lives on his own property. Gwyneth does. Lou does. Lou Cassidy. Lou Cassidy lives on a farm. And so do I. And Norm Shealy had a magnificent farm. He gave it to the University of Missouri. So Rich lives he calls it a hobby farm. He lives on a farm. Most of your instructors live on a farm, including the two guys that are on the air right now, Greg and me. We'll be right back.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Yeah, you know, it's amazing. Your government, some of the things it does. Someone sent me a copy. I have no idea why I have this in my hands, but someone sent me a census of agriculture. A census. And whoever this was to, it says your response is required by law. And it's a book. It is 24 pages of small print questions. There are 36 sections in this book of personal information that your government wants to know. Like, how many chicken eggs are y'all making? How many turkeys do you have? How many pullets? How many replacement dairy heifers? How many hogs? How many pigs? It goes on and it's unbelievable. Greg, did you get one of these?
No, I didn't. Not yet.
I'll tell you what. Next time I have, maybe when I have a free month to spare, I'll make a copy and send it to you.
You know, where does this all come from? Okay, and what I was going to say, that's not all. In these 15-minute cities where your currency will be is a digital currency, which is connected to your social credit score, they will be able to tell you, well, you've walked too many miles, your carbon footprint, you've taken too many breaths, you need to go back to your home, you need to take a nap. They'll be able to say whether you can buy certain products or not, whether you can travel at all. They'll literally know your bodily functions when you go to the restroom. This is what they want out of you. Now, how did this start to happen? Well, see, when this country was formed, we were given certain unalienable, in other words, unalienable, nobody could put a lien on them, rights. And that was life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Does anybody understand the term liberty? That's freedom from paying taxes. And what are we paying these taxes? All these licensing and taxing? Let's go back to the turning rights into privileges. Okay? They have turned rights into privileges, and for a little security, we've got to give you a license so that you don't go fish too much. Well, how many fish can a human eat, you know? Are we really going to drain the lake of fish because we are eating fish or, you know, raising an animal? People, the things that we are doing that we go into the county for or the state for permission to do are our human rights. We have a right to travel on the highways. We have a right to eat, to breathe, to live. We have a right to happiness. Okay? It's all being replaced by this false AI God that Klaus Schwab and the World Economic Forum, the unelected, appointed creators of this global movement for one world government. We are in these times. These are serious times, but we have given up our rights. We have granted our rights as privileges, and we pay for them. And this is what's got us into this. Okay? You know, Christ himself gave an example to Peter when Peter said, my master pays taxes. And when he was asked if his master paid taxes, he said yes. Christ immediately, if you read through the scriptures, forbid him from entering into the house that he was in and said, what think ye, Simon? And then he gave the example about who pays taxes to the king. The king's children or to strangers? And Peter answered, why strangers? And he says, why then the king's children are free. Free. They have liberty. We don't. We've lost our liberty. We've given it up for privilege, which is our right.
And if I remember correctly, Greg, if I remember correctly, when the debate was going on about the U.S. Constitution, it was life, liberty, and property. And then property was changed to the pursuit of happiness, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But I believe at one time it was life, liberty, and property.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
USA News Update. Democracy continues to play out on Capitol Hill as the Speaker of the House remains unknown. The 3 days, 11 votes later without a winner has not occurred in the last 100 years. Voting continues today. The National Football League has canceled the game between the Buffalo Bills and the Cincinnati Bengals, where player DeMar Hamlin was injured. Reports are DeMar's health is improving. The disturbing story out of Utah on Thursday, where 8 family members were found dead in their home, is a result of a murder-suicide. Enoch, Utah police said 42-year-old Michael Haight killed 7 family members before taking his own life. Enoch, Utah is about an hour's drive north on I-15 from St. George. Today is January 6th, and it is Three Kings Day, and marks the glorification of baby Jesus by the three wise men. Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. I'm Lance Pry, USA News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
I'm Ben Utech. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type, and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
Watch it. It's gonna be sliding.
One of today's hot.
Watch it. You've got your.
Take my. When you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Craig Lesher's here. RealWaterIndependence.com. RealWaterIndependence.com. Class, John Locke, L-O-C-K-E, wrote that governments are instituted to secure people's rights to life, liberty, and property. And Thomas Jefferson, who I have the greatest respect for, I even named my dog Thomas Jefferson, TJ, you might have heard me mention him. In 1776, Thomas Jefferson differed with John Locke. And when he penned the Declaration of Independence, which was ratified on the 4th day of July, he edited out John Locke's right to property. So it was life, liberty, and property. And Thomas Jefferson substituted his own phraseology, which was the right to the pursuit of happiness. I would agree more with John Locke.
Yeah, let's clarify that. Let's clarify why they made these decisions, okay? Property we're taught in Scripture, it's not ours. We come here with nothing, we leave with nothing. It's a stewardship, okay? But in the pursuit of happiness, it would be considered your stewardship. You should have the stewardship over these things that were granted for our use. We're told that if we claim anything as our own, we've had our reward. We're done when we leave this earth. In other words, mine, 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 me, me, me. So what these things are, this property, they are our stewardship. We are the stewards of this earth. We're here to take care of it, to multiply it, increase it. Not the government. The government is the steward over of the property that we should be controlling and have our stewardship over. And, you know, we're supposed to increase our stewardship. We're supposed to increase our talents. And you know, be fair about it. I mean, that's just what... So I just wanted to clarify a little bit. It's amazing, Vincent, the news, the stories on it, are the things that I wanted to talk... A lot of the things I want to talk about today. For instance, the destruction of the family. What they didn't tell you about that family that was a murder-suicide is that his wife just filed for divorce. Why don't they want to say that? Because it's part of the destruction of the family. They don't want you to concentrate on the family, which they are just trying to destroy.
You're talking about the man who was driving his Tesla and did a U-turn and drove off the cliff 250 feet and everybody survived?
No, this is someone down in right here in Utah, Enoch, Utah. It was a family, and someone wanted to do a wellness check on them, and they went in there and found the whole family, including the father, turned a gun on himself, were all dead. He's got them all.
All the children. There were four or five children, the wife and the father. Yeah. She filed for divorce. That's correct. Mm-hmm.
So you've got this father pleading with the judge in the courts to not allow the chemical castration of his son. Why is that? It's because he wants his son to have posterity. He wants to carry the family name on. You know that in the war, if you had only one son and that son was drafted into the military, that you had the right to ask for him to not be placed in a position where he could be killed. And why is that? It's so that he could carry on his posterity. If you had two sons, well, one of them could, but you could ask for the other to not go into battle to the front lines because he was your only son. So we've gone from a family-oriented nation to a destruction of the family through our so-called government, which, you know, has gotten above us. These sacred combinations have got above us. And as a result, they are in full swing. We no longer have judges that understand these things or that care about them. I'm just dismayed, you know, and I will mention that video again that I just watched this morning that was so informative. And when you look at the amount of views on it, just in the few days, the couple days that he's put it out, you'll see that it's exciting because you know people are waking up. How can so many watch that? You know, I want to talk about this football player where the players themselves says, no, we're not going to play the game. You know what's going through their minds? We took that same vaccine. They're all aware of all these players all over the world that are just dropping dead, thousands in the United States and all over the globe who have taken the vaccine that are just keeling over with heart attacks. I'll bet that when you look at their dismayed look in some of these pictures, you know exactly what they're thinking. I took this vaccine. I was forced to take it to play. Am I going to be next? Your thoughts on this, Vincent?
I'm sorry, Greg. You dropped out for a second. Did I miss something?
No, okay. Well, I was just saying, you know, I was talking about the football players and the looks on their face. And I'm thinking about, wow, am I going to be next?
Yeah.
So, of course, they don't want to finish the game. But I was going to say, your thoughts on this?
Well, I agree with you. And when you said I took the vaccine, you were not talking about Greg Lesher taking the vaccine. You're talking about what was going through the mind of
football,
players that in order to play, in order to fly on airplanes, the government required and their corporations, that you know, the football teams, required them to take the vaccine. And so they blindly, most of them, followed the orders, and now they have this plague running through their veins, and they know that people are dropping like flies. And by the way, you mentioned...
Well, there's only 5% of the people in Africa have taken the vaccine, and so, it says scientists and physicians are baffled that COVID in Africa is almost non-existent. How can they be baffled? I mean, the evidence is here. It weakens the immune system, and therefore all these people that are walking around us are sick and spreading it. They're super spreaders. That's why we have the sickness going through. Anyway, sorry to interrupt there on that thought, but yeah, it's...
You mentioned, you're talking about an only son in military service and being in harm's way. I have a poster here at the farmhouse. This is an original poster. It's not a copy. It's not something I printed off the internet. This is a real World War II poster of that vintage. And it's about the Sullivan brothers. I don't know if you've heard about the Sullivan brothers, class, but these were five brothers who joined up and wanted to serve together in the Navy. And the Navy said exactly what Greg was saying. We can't have you all serve together. They all wanted to serve on the same ship. And they did. Somehow, they were able to convince the United States Navy to let them serve on the same ship, which sank, and they is called the USS Juno. And they were all killed, all five of them. And I have that poster. You can look it up. You can, class, if you want to see what the poster looks like, just go to the internet and type in Sullivan Brothers, S-U-L-L-I-V-A-N, space brothers, comma poster. You'll see it. It is a reminder that the horrors of war, and what about mom and dad? What do you think they thought when their entire family of children wiped out?
Terrified.
In
loss.
Right.
The end of their family line.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. And you know,
man.
Greg, as we talk about this, there are a couple maniacs. Actually, there are more than a couple. There are that are destroying the planet. And I was thinking last night, I woke up in the middle of the night, and I sat up again, and I thought, my grandfather served in World War I. He was gassed, trench warfare. And then my father, the next generation, World War II. And then my generation, Vietnam. And then the next generation, Iraq and Afghanistan. And now, the next generation, we are sending missiles, rocket launchers, tanks to fight. This is the escalation that's going to bring the current generation into a position of being cannon fodder. It's never ending. These people just don't stop. And we're running out of everything. We are literally, class, whether the media tells you or not, we are running out of everything. And the last thing we need to do is destroy what we've already built. But that's what these maniacs are doing. And we've got a Congress who's willing to take your hard-earned money and send it elsewhere to blow up the planet. Think about this.
And we are all participants through our taxes. We are accessories to these crimes. And until people realize that and start to grow some things on them, we will continue down this path to destruction. You know, just say no. We've got to learn, you know. We're part of it through association. Every time we go to the store and the state takes out taxes, whether it's for food, groceries, anything that you purchase, your on the taxation on your property, the real landlords. And why I say the real landlords, because if you don't pay them here within so many years, they're going to come and take your house from you, and they're going to sell it for back taxes. And, of course, they'll make quite a killing on it, and you will get nothing. But we are all guilty of everything that's going on through association, including child sacrifice to the Moloch God through abortion. Yeah, we're all guilty. We got to realize
that. Okay, Greg, you said just say no, I believe. Is that correct? Just say no?
Just say
Did
no.
Did I hear that right?
Yeah.
Okay, here is a just say no. Right? I just clicked and brought up a document that I sent. Okay? It says, inside address, landowner, Vincent, and I use my wife's name, Finelli, and our address. And then it says, dear, and then the tax assessor's name. I sent this. Congratulations on your new position as Wright County Assessor. Your files show a tax reduction regarding our property. Your predecessor is in receipt of pictures documenting our reduction in taxation due to your office's over-assessment of our property. Please send via United States Postal Service the procedure and form for filling out for a refund for the overtaxation of our property. As indicated in your file, we are following government protocols regarding biohazards and COVID-19 and keep our gate locked. For the safety of all concerned, you, our animals, and us, you may not violate this government protocol. I look forward to receiving the documents regarding filing for our overtaxation refund. All communication with me must be in writing via the United States Postal Service unless I am in written correspondence from you within 14 days of this mailing. This matter is deemed resolved. Again, congratulations on your new position, landowner Vincent and Mrs. Finelli.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
92
$5,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
You know, our number one critic is a guy on the internet, and Magenta. He doesn't use his real name. He's probably afraid to. But he wants to know when the book is going to be done. I guess he wants to buy it. And you know, if there's a single reason why I won't finish the book, it would be him. This guy he can't say a single nice thing about anything. He has to slash and trash and bash and burn everything in his wake. And so, Magenta.
Yeah.
I just want you to know that I've added another lesson in the book. It's called Telephone Etiquette. And I just want to tell you, class, I get a lot of calls here at the farm, and I only answer the phone when I'm walking past the phone. It's a landline. I don't carry a tracking device with me. And so people call, and their caller ID is obscured. And when I get calls from people I don't know, if I answer the phone, I answer the phone this way. And this is in the book, under telephone etiquette. First, when you call somebody, you should say, hi, this is, you know, and whatever your name is. Hi, this is so-and-so. May I speak with so-and-so about such-and-such? That's proper telephone etiquette. But when people call and they annoy me and they don't let me know who's calling, I answer the phone this way. Donation hotline. And they say, hello? Donation hotline. May I have your credit card number, please? Hello? The typical initial donation is $100. May I have your credit card number, please? That's the end of the phone call. They hang up on me.
I just want to talk about one little conversation. It also has to do with the last news broadcast, okay? You know why we're in this situation, and you know why they're going to this digital currency? I'll tell you what. This Lucifer is the most crafty devil. We have the most crafty devil on this earth, and this has been in production for a long time. And we have been, and the dumbed down earth has completely bought into it. When people use the word printing money, which is a lie. We don't print money. It's never been printed out of thin air. There's no such thing. What they are printing is notes. 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 How, if you've never been paid and you've just received a note, have you been paid? No, you haven't. Look how much wealth he's created by fooling people into thinking this patriot mythology called printing money. I wanted to talk about that again. That's how we are in the situation we're in today. We're not calling out the Federal Reserve for not redeeming the notes for money in this country, which is still gold and silver coin minted by the U.S. Mint under the Act of Congress. Okay? We are a nation of uneducated, fooled individuals. We've got to stop using that term, printing money. It is false. It is absolutely stupid. The law of notes still says a note can do nothing more than what's on its face. Nothing more than what's on its face.
Greg, I understand why. I understand why they do it. I absolutely understand. We have been programmed over since early childhood in elementary school. We've been programmed money, 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 money. That's the word. The media says money, 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 money. And even in radio, people will say, you know, I heard your show. It's a class. It's a broadcast class. We are not a production, an entertainment production. Those entertainment
education.
People, those are the ones who beg for money. Yes, we are educators. We are teachers. We are instructors. We are not talk show people. We are educators. We are instructors. However, the term, and even our instructors use the term when they talk to me on the phone, they even use the term show, because that's what they keep hearing over and over and over and over again.
Yeah. Yeah.
And sometimes when they say, yes, it is, and I'm relating that to the term money, which you're talking about. It's the same principle. And so even when instructors I've known for years and years, they'll say something. They'll use the pursuit of it is the root.
What is the root of all evil?
Yes. The pursuit
money.
Of money.
That's right. There you go. You're hitting the heart of the whole issue here. It's not money. They're printing notes, and they are not backing them, and we need to go after them for doing it. Bottom line. I don't know, you know, but if this was caught, it would be cut off. We'd be cut right off the air. Because it's hitting at the very
Greg,
root
let me ask you this.
And truth. Go ahead.
Absolutely. A very quick question. You heard that letter that I wrote and sent. That's not fiction. I sent that. Isn't that just saying no?
Yes.
Y'all can
absolutely.
Do it.
Absolutely.
Y'all can
no.
do it. And listen,
educate
I'm the
yourself.
Smallest guy in the room. I'm the smallest guy in the room. I'm 5'7", okay? 133 pounds, soaking wet. Napoleon Bonaparte was the smallest guy in the room also. Except he was 5 inches shorter. He was 5'2". You can do it. You can do it, class. You don't have to take it over. You don't have to be beaten up all the time. Greg, thank you so much for being with us. I'll see you next week.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.